Okay, well, I am recording because I committed to doing that for people who couldn't make it this morning. Although everything we talk about is in the year-end memo, so none of it should be new information. We just want to talk about the details today. But welcome, everybody. I'm Crystal Davis from the Controller's Office. Excited you guys are willing to spend an hour with me today talking about year-end. It is the most wonderful time of the year. This year, especially. So, I think probably you guys all have seen the year-end memo. It was sent out in all depths, and I've dropped a link in chat in case you want to download a copy if you missed it earlier. And so, I just want to go through and talk about the topics in the year-end memo so that we're all on the same page about all the different topics. So I'm not going to screen share only because I can't see chat or anything if I have too much going on the screen. But you guys, unmute yourselves and ask questions or drop them in chat if you have them. So as we go through the different topics, let's start with cost transfers. Remember that the deadlines this year are much, much earlier than they have been in prior years because we're running up against the system freeze dates before we convert from Banner to IO Oracle. So cost transfers are going to be available online or through whatever method you use through June the 18th. That is very early. And I really want to encourage you to fix any Banner transaction in Banner. I think you're going to be much happier fixing your Banner transactions in Banner than making any attempt to fix them later. You've got conversion issues, translation issues, mechanical issues. So you really want to fix anything that happened in Banner in Banner. As always, anything over the 90 days that affects an R fund, on or off, we have to have that chair equivalent approval. And we are converting everything that's in the R funds and the faculty funds, like startup and discretionary, May 31st. So if you want to see your activity reflected on July 1 in the new system, you want to do it in May. Anything that happens between May 31st and June 18th will convert later. It looks like the conversion date will be the very end of July. Anybody have questions about cost transfers? What if we have transactions after the freeze date? I see that one.
I've been doing those transfers. You've seen all those, and those will go on through the end of June. So what do I do with all those that are not that are that need to be reallocated?
So your option is if you have something that happens after June 18th, is in the following fiscal year, you can do a fund balance transfer between the funds or a cost transfer between the funds, but there's no cost transfers after June 18th. So the data entry point will be cut off. We won't take them through any method. You have to address it in FY 2022.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Labor redistributions, which I guess are kind of a specialized cost transfer, are also cutting off on June 18th. The online form is available in ESTR, so anyone who does these is probably familiar with it. But it needs to be through all the queues by June 18th, so you probably don't want to be keying on that day. So that system will cut off also. Anybody have issues around labor redistribution they want to talk about? It's good because I don't know anything about them. Yay. Personnel action forms. The due date for those is over. That was May 14th. So hopefully you got those in. All right, vendor invoices. So vendor invoices need to be in procure to pay by June 20th. To post against your FY 2021 budget. Anything that's received after June 20th or dated after June 30th is not going to post in the current fiscal year. You have until June the 10th to get your orders in the marketplace. And that will create an encumbrance that will charge your FY 2021 budget regardless of the invoice date. If you receive items prior to June 30th that you don't get invoiced for, or if you get charged before June 30th for goods and services you haven't received, please let me know. You can just send me an email. I can make the appropriate accrual. Any concerns about vendor invoices? The rice marketplace cutoff date is June the 10th. So you can get your purchase orders in by June 10th. You can get invoices in until June 20th. So purchase orders must be entered and approved by June 10th. All right, P-cards. P-cards are running a little longer. We're going to post the charges that come from the bank through June 21st. So you guys know from prior years that that does not mean go use your P-card on June 21st. We have to get the charges from the bank on that day. So if you're at Walmart on June 20th, that's probably going to come through. And if you're at mom and pop office supply shop on June 20th, it's probably not. So you really want to keep an eye on your P-card charges if it's important to you that they post in FY 2021. The system freeze date is suggesting June 16th is the cutoff, just because that's what they feel is necessary to make that June 21 day. But what's controlling this process is what comes from the bank on the morning of June 21st. So I think we say that pretty explicitly in the year-end memo. It depends on the processes of the merchants and of the bank. We cannot move the charges from one year to another. So whatever we get from the bank by June 21st, we're posting in FY 2021. Anything after that is posting in FY 2022. So you have the ability to reallocate in Concur through June 24th at midnight. And like a lot of the other cutoff dates, this means through all the queues, all the approvals and detect or audit. So P2P is committed to turning all the reports within 24 hours. But again, if you have concerns about the approval process, you want to be sure you're done several days before that June 24th cutoff, just to make sure that you make it. Once we get past June 24th, anything after that is going to have to be processed in the expenses module in IO. If you have future dated travel, because I know a lot of departments had travel plans that were canceled because of COVID, you do want to place that on a future dated travel report in Concur prior to June 24th. It will be credited to expense in FY 2021 by Procure to Pay. And after year end, Procure to Pay will work with you to get these items entered into the IO expenses module. And I'm not deep in the processes for the expenses module, but my understanding is that there's not a slick automatic function to do this. So there will be some work to get those future dated items entered. You will have until May 31st of 2022 to get those future dated items cleared. Does anybody have questions or comments around P cards? I'm sure somebody does, because this is usually a hot topic.
Crystal, is the date right on the future travel, May 31st, 2022?
Yes, that's what I'm informed. May 31st, 2022. That'd be a year from now.
Okay.
So, Crystal, this is Ann Likas. So we just leave the Concur reports with future end date for those canceled trips in Concur. Don't do anything with them right now.
Right. Okay. You just put your future dated travel on a future dated report in Concur and leave it there.
Which is the end of a voucher in the case of vouchers. Future date travel is the end date of a voucher.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that's clear. Thank you.
Okay.
So Crystal, sorry. So the reports, the Concur reports have to be approved within Concur by the 24th of June.
Yes.
So I'm thinking we would need to process them a couple of days ahead of time because of the pending validation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So around the 21st, we should get them approved and in just so, submitted and in just so they can be approved by the 24th.
Yes. I would get those Concur reports done several days before the 24th to make sure that it gets through all the approvals and the audit before the 24th.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. It's not to say you can't keep using your P cards. It's just that after the 21st, they're not going to post to the old system. And after the 24th, you're not going to be able to clear them in the old system. But if you've got faculty who are out in the field doing research or whatever it is they're doing, you know, collecting language from near extinct tribes or, you know, digging up fossils or whatever, they can keep charging. We're not trying to interfere with their work. It's just the processes for dealing with those charges are cutting off as we transition between the systems.
So if our department were to make any more purchases on the P cards between those dates in the month of July, for example, those are just going to be transferred over to IO. They're not going to be in Concur at all.
So after we post the feed from the bank on the morning of June 21st, we are no longer going to post new charges into Concur. So starting with the file we get from the bank on June 22nd, those charges will be posted into the expenses module in IO.
And we won't see them until after July 1st?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, one more quick question, if you don't mind, with Ms. Ann. So specifically, we have a future date, end date Concur report that was for a conference that got canceled. So there are several charges there that could conceivably be cleared now, but there are also several end date vouchers attached to that expense, to that report. So is there any reason to clear part of it and leave just the voucher related long far away end dates as part of that? So in other words, there'd be two reports for one event.
So I think you're going to be happier if you clear as much as you can in Concur. So if the canceled conference didn't result in a usable credit that you're going to use next year, like if they just canceled it and said, we're keeping your money, I'd go ahead and clear that. If they canceled it and said, we're sending you free tickets to the conference in 2022, I'd leave it on the future date of travel. So Elena asked if we need to work with P2P to move travel credits into IO. So yes, that would definitely also qualify as future dated travel. You want to put that on a future dated travel report so it can be moved over. Deidre asked about the year-end memo. There's a link in chat at the beginning to the blog post where I've got a copy of the year-end memo.
Crystal, apologies if I missed this because I had to step away for a second, but in Banner in its current state, usually it takes a few weeks for all of our fund balances to update and all of the last year's stuff to catch up. Is that going to be the case again this year, or will everything be ready to go on July 1?
It's going to be different this year. I mean, everything is going to be different this year, right? It's the understatement of the century. But what you will see on July 1st is for faculty funds and research grants, you will see the balance as of May 31st as your beginning budget, July 1. And for your funds, you will see the balance that we're converting as of June 30th. There will be an additional conversion for any transactions that happen because the controller's office is closing up Banner, right? We're sweeping out the corners and closing everything up. So we're going to keep doing that. And there'll be an additional conversion at the end of July. And then there will be a final conversion when we issue our financial statements. So typically the entries from the late July to the issuance of the financial statements all relate to adjustments to force Rice's vaguely cash-based books into generally accepted accounting principles. And they don't affect you at a department level. But the one entry that does affect you at the department level is your A1 carryover. So you're not going to see your A1 carryover until November, because those are the conversion dates. We're converting up to June 30th. We're converting at the end of July, and then we're converting at the beginning of November. Does that answer your question?
Sure.
Okay.
So A1 carryover is the only thing that will be in November.
Correct.
Okay.
So Lisa commented that we have expense reports that are denied and concur for conferences that have been canceled without future possible reschedule dates. I don't think that should be happening. So please reach out to the Concur team at concur@rice.edu to talk to them about that, because we need to expense those conference payments because it's an expense. Franca says, in the past, if we had purchased computers that had not yet arrived, the encumbrances could be moved from one FY to the next. So purchase orders are going to be, open purchase orders are going to be moved into the new system. So again, I'm not sure how automatic and slick that process is, or whether there's going to be some labor involved, but we are moving open purchase orders. Last date for IDTs to be processed in Banner is June 18th. So June 18th, that's when all the data entry kind of gets cut off. I'm going to move on to deposits, I guess. So deposits, you should continue to take your deposits to the cashier's office or settle with your merchant account or send to development, just as you always do. But deposits up to and on June the 18th will post in FY 2021. And after that date, we'll post in FY 2022 for general deposits. And for gifts, we're going to post through the June 30th, just like we normally do. Credit cards, if you settle your own merchant account, same June 18th date. And like most years, if you have a receivable, you're expecting money from somebody, please send me an email, let me know so I can accrue. In the new system, we'll be able to send them an invoice and we won't need to accrue. So that's going to be a nice feature. Please remember that if you have an incoming payment by electronic funds transfer, wire transfer, ACH, in a similar method, you want to fill out the claim form with the cashier's office. They give you credit. And that's really about all about deposits. So Elena says she's expecting research awards in June. When will we see the balances in IO? I believe that new research awards in June are going to be set up in the new system, and you should see the grant budget on July 1st. Petty cash, since we're on the topic of cash and deposits, if you actually maintain your own petty cash fund, you want to go through the renewal process by June the 12th. If you want to process a petty cash reimbursement, you want to do that by June the 18th. The final June close, since we are, as I said, the controller's office sweeping out the corners of the old system, even though data entry is cut off through virtually every method after June 18th, except those Concur expense reports, but the final reports will be available on the same schedule as usual. So your first close reports, if you want to run them for some reason, even though you can't make any adjustments, would be on the 7th of July, and the final reports can be run after July 26th. All of the FY 2022 transactions are going to post in Imagine One, and all of those systems should be up and available on or before July the 1st. I think the very first thing that's going to become available in the new system is web clock and time entry for people paid by the hour, which is starting on June the 20th. Let's see, some chat questions. We usually receive a notice when it's time to renew petty cash. Are they going to send out notices? That is a good question. I don't know if you guys were aware, but our cashier has left us. So Brian Atwood left Rice. May 14th was his last day, and he went back to New Mexico. So we have an interim cashier, Jason. I'm going to mangle his last name. It starts with an N.
This is bad.
And so, yeah, I'm going to miss Brian. But as a result, I'm not positive they're going to be sending out those notices the way they normally would, just because I think there's a little bit of a gap because of this transition. But the renewal is due June the 12th. Okay, another question. We've been expecting two gifts from a corporation and had already established the G funds, but the money has not arrived yet. Would these G funds with zero balances transition to IO? We have set up any fund that has had activity, but we haven't set up funds with no balance and no activity. So I guess the answer to that question is, if the gift comes in, then you'll see the gift fund in the new system. But if the corporation never makes the gift, then you would not see that fund in the new system. So Layla commented that Emily Villarreal has been a big help. Yeah, she's fabulous. She was in property accounting before, and she was a student worker in the cashier's office before that. We've been very lucky to have her. So that really is all the main topics for year end. We've talked a little bit about payroll actions, labor redistribution, cost transfers, IDTs, accounts payable, P card, petty cash, deposits, and reports. So typically the very last thing I talk about in the year-end memo, and I did again this year, is close dates for the upcoming year. So the close process is changing. I mean, like everything, as we go from one system to the next. And so as a result, we're not sure when we're going to close in the new system. Our goal for the first month end is August the 13th. So that's tentative, and we're going to have to see how that goes before we start setting firm close dates for any future periods. Any questions or concerns?
I have a question.
Okay.
So what would happen to the historical information in Banner? Will it carry over or what? I mean, there is like decades of information that I draw on constantly.
We were on Banner for about 27 years. So I know positively for a fact that Edgar is going to remain available for pretty much everything but data entry through July. And that the data ultimately is going to be exported to a data warehouse. I don't know when they're actually going to turn Edgar off. It's going to happen, but I don't know what the date is. We were initially concerned that we were going to have to turn Banner Finance off, and that's what would drive Edgar in order to start taking deposits in the new system. That turns out not to be the case. So we have a little bit more leeway than we did, but is that going to be August, September, November, December? It's TBA. So Rice IT ultimately is going to decide what that date is. And I know that the real concern is that the software in Edgar is reaching the end of its life cycle and is unsupported.
So if it turns over or it's imported into this data warehouse, will we have some access to it, be able to extract it anyway, or?
I hope so, because otherwise what's the point, right?
Yeah.
But since the warehouse doesn't exist, anything I say is speculative.
Well, I'm going to hold you to anything you say, Krista.
Sure.
Just so you know. That's it. Thanks.
Sure. Any other concerns or questions?
I have a not really year end question, but since the floor is clear, for the PPM faculty funds, they all have all the tasks have different deadlines and expiration dates and kind of details about them. Are we going to have a chance to go in and set all of those up individually before the go live date so that everything starts correctly?
So a lot of those decisions have been made and hopefully made correctly. But once we reach July 1st, you'll have the ability to alter them. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so I have to wait till July 1 to go in and then manually update each person's PPM with the kind of correct, because right now the money that's in their defunds is just one big lump. You wouldn't necessarily know what anything is for or what funds expire when.
Yes, particularly with the designated funds, unless the purpose is carried in the fund title, there is no way for us to know. So yes, you would have to wait until July 1st to go in and kind of split that apart and put end dates on the components within the defunds.
Okay.
The end dates are being put on the research funds, of course, according to the grantor information, and in new funds, if there was an end date in text.
Right, yeah. We just have a lot of discretionary funds that are broken up into a lot of different pieces and have different deadlines and expiration dates. So I'll just fix it on July 1.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's room for a lot of demographic information in IO. So you should be able to enter a lot more of that detail going forward. I mean, Banner just didn't have the fields for it necessarily. Anyone else? Any other topic?
I asked if you're going to have your office hour today at 10.
Yes.
That's on my calendar, so I wanted to be sure.
Yes, that is correct. We are having a chart of accounts office hour today. Let's see if I can get the Zoom link in chat.
That would be great. Thank you.
And this is just an opportunity to talk about the chart of accounts in IO and how it works and ask any questions around that. Okay, we have a question. When will the account strings be completed for PPM funds? So the project numbers are being assigned right now. And so the POET and POET AF information is being set. We are changing the structure of the controller's office in the new year. So in the past, faculty designated funds always fell under general accounting, but moving forward, all of that is falling under research and cost accounting. I think they're going to have to change their name because they're doing so much more now. But because it's falling under their group, I'm not setting those up myself. So I'm not sure what the numbering system is for the research grants and the faculty funds necessarily. I see that Rakesha is here. I don't know if she wants to comment on the new fund numbers, the new project numbers, or Sandy.
I'm unaware of how the process works. I haven't been in on the game plan, so I'm learning too. Sorry.
Ditto.
So I have put a lot of lists on the blog as they become available, and I will continue to do that. Like as the project numbers, as those lists are available, I'll post those. We've got a question. Will we be able to download transactions or budget balance reports from Banner after July 1st? I am positive that you will be able to do that during the month of July. I am uncertain what the cutoff is going to be after July. That date has not been announced. I just posted the Zoom link for the office hour. It is also on my blog. Post the office hour again. And there's the blog link as well. I'm sorry, my neighbor is getting their yard mowed. That's what all the noise is over here. I apologize for that. Elena says it's also under events in the Imagine One website. That's handy. And there's also an option on the blog if you want to subscribe to updates. I mean, most of the time I don't have much to say, but just lately I've been posting a bunch of stuff. Any other topic of concern or questions? Is everyone ready for the most wonderful time of the year?
Uh-huh. What are your concerns about the end of the
year? I guess my concerns around at the end of the year, just having time to get all the Banner stuff fixed in Banner, recorded in Banner and done. So I'm sure that we all share those concerns. The calendar just keeps going by. So there's a lot to get done. I'm excited about moving to the new system, but I guess my concern there is just that we've had so many years to sand the rough edges off of Banner, and we have not had any time to sand the rough edges off of the new system. And it's going to be an adjustment. So someone commented on my background. So this is from The Good Place. I don't know how many people watched that show, but this is the sign that welcomed people at the beginning of the show. So
I recognized it and I thought it was very appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Jeremy Baramee. So, you know, the other thing too is just remember there's no such thing as an accounting emergency. One of the things that has been tested the most as we transition from one system to the next is payroll processing. So we're all going to get paychecks, and that is the only thing that qualifies as an emergency, and everything else we can fix.
Failed to mention, Crystal, that The Good Place is about people who have just died, and this is where they show up.
Yes. Right, The Good Place. The references are to The Good Place or The Bad Place. And it was I looked it up. It was an NBC show, so I think it's streaming on Peacock. It's worth watching. It's hilarious. I mean, Ted Danson. How can you argue with Ted Danson? Oh, on Netflix. Lori says it's on Netflix. That's good. It's worth it.
It's intended to be reassuring, and that's the good. That's the vibe that you want to strike right now.
Right. All right. Well, I don't see the questions coming hard and fast, and so I'm going to assume that everybody's feeling pretty good about your end. As always, if you guys need to get a hold of me, please don't hesitate. Email or by phone. We're still remote, so I'm putting my cell phone in chat. So if you guys need to give me a call or text or email or Zoom chat, please do. And we're going to get through this, and everything is fine. So thanks for spending some time with me today. And anyone who's got an interest in IO Chart of Accounts, the office hours at 10 o'clock, and I'll see you then.
Thank you.
Have a good day.